gentlemen. Glad to be with you on this Monday, June 17th, 2024, InfoWars War Room Transmission, your election headquarters with 141 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, and we are absolutely loaded on this Monday. A bit of a light video list. 10 videos on the list right now. We may end up adding to that because there was so much from Karine Jean-Pierre, but I decided to go light on the video list because I'm heavy on the news. And we're witnessing something, and I don't want to go too much into this now because I'm going to spend a lot of the time in the first segment covering this. We're witnessing something truly, I would almost say this is paranormal. In fact, yes, we are witnessing paranormal activity from the White House. And maybe they are aliens. But what we are witnessing is next level. The White House is claiming today, and it's Karine Jean-Pierre, the official press secretary, and it's all the Democrat paid for operatives, propaganda agents on X, and they are claiming that all those videos of Joe Biden slurring his words, the videos of Joe Biden getting lost on a stage, the videos of Joe Biden falling over, the videos of Joe Biden pointing, not knowing where he is, wandering away at the G7, scampering off in the middle of the D-Day ceremonies. They're claiming those are fake. They're claiming they are fake videos. And guys, that's going to be the headline for today. I'm supposed to give out the headline, and sometimes I just forget, and some of the crew members put it up because I'm just getting ready for the show. Democrats claim videos of Joe Biden slurring, falling over on stairs, needing help off stage are deep fakes. Don't believe your own lying eyes. So I'm going to get more into that. This is truly paranormal activity. There was some unintentional humor over the weekend from Chuck Schumer, who puts a raw patty on his grill, gas grill, ironically enough, with a piece of cheese over it. He's like, look, look, fellow human, look at my meat disc. It's Father's Day. Look, I have a meat disc with cheese just like you. It was such an embarrassment. He deleted it. Hi, fellow human. Do you like my meat disc? Not human. This is truly paranormal activity. We're entering the realm of the unknown here. I don't know. Maybe there's been corruption like this, scandal like this, conspiracy like this, just outright lying like this before in American history. But this is just so in your face. It's unbelievable. And there's more of it. Biden claiming inflation is down. So you got that. Oh, and remember, there's no voter fraud. They tell you there's no voter fraud. I have a whole stack of news on voter fraud. You had four Democrats just get arrested for voter fraud. So there's plenty of voter fraud. Lots of voter fraud, actually. Let's see. We got some border news. I'll give you a brief update on what this bill expanding the automatic registration into the draft. I'll try to explain that a little bit more for you today. We've got some geopolitical news, and it's likely that your local Democrat and your local news, probably run by liberals, is going to tell you some big news about this summer. So I'm going to go ahead and break that story now. It's hot. All right? It's going to be hot.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
I would say it's fair at this point to describe what we are getting out of the White House as paranormal activity. Now, maybe they're aliens wearing skin suits. Like, what was the movie with Scarlett Johansson? Under the Skin, I think. Maybe these are aliens in skin suits. Or maybe it's like The Simpsons when they pull off the mask and both parties are aliens from planet Zorg. This is truly paranormal activity. And look, there's one thing to expect politicians to lie. We expect politicians to lie. We're in hyper-polarized times politically. We expect, I mean, we'll just say it, each side to kind of bury itself in its own politics. So, okay, Joe Biden claims the economy is great. That's no surprise. Even Joe Biden claiming this weekend that inflation is down. Okay, fine. No surprise there. It seems normal enough. But some of the latest that we've seen is truly paranormal. It goes beyond any explanation. It's beyond the typical gaslighting that you get from leftists, in this case, Democrats. The White House is officially claiming, and they've sent out the talking points to all their propaganda agents, that all the videos of Joe Biden slurring his words, getting lost on the stage, having to be whisked away in the middle of events because maybe he had a diaper problem, pointing his way, not knowing, falling downstairs, falling over on his bike. I mean, we play these compilations. It's a weekly deal. It's a weekly compilation. I mean, just last week, I could sit here and name five times where Biden is clearly in significant cognitive decline. And so we were asking last week, okay, what does the White House do? What is the Democrat Party going to do? This is getting so over the top. This is getting so obvious. Even the polls now, 60% of people say Biden isn't even cognizant of what's going on. This is bad. What are they going to do? Well, maybe they're going to hide Biden for a couple weeks until the first presidential debate, which is coming up in 10 days. No. Instead, they come out today and their game plan is, just tell the American people it's not happening. Just say it doesn't exist, it's not real, and say the videos are fake. They're fake. Now, this is really directly in response to what happened at a fundraiser this weekend. Now, let me kind of build into this, because there's multiple angles. The unpopularity of Joe Biden, and it is unpopularity because at some point in time there might have been some support there. He probably had some voters in 2020. Now, though, it is truly unpopular. Many people that voted for Biden want nothing to do with him now. And the results are everywhere. You can go look at any White House Biden video on their official YouTube channel. And it's nothing but thumbs down. I mean, it has to be the biggest dislike ratio in the history of YouTube. It shows you how unpopular Obama, Kimmel, and Biden are. They post this picture because this was the celebrity fundraiser. Again, Joe Biden can't do it on his own, so he has to have George Clooney and Jimmy Kimmel and Barack Obama up there. It's the only way that they can raise any money or get a crowd. And they're all there to see Obama. Biden is like the least of the draw. It's like usually when you're running a presidential campaign, the guy who's campaigning is the top draw. Well, not in this case. Biden is the last guy people come to see. They'd rather see Kimmel or Obama or Clooney or Julia Roberts or any of these other people. And then, oh, Biden's there too? Oh, well, that's fine, I guess. So usually the candidate is the big draw, not for Biden. He's the biggest weakness. But you can go look at all the replies, and I would not be exaggerating to say of the thousands of replies, 95% of them are negative. And I don't mean just negative. I mean vehemently negative. I mean they are disgusted with this trio. Thousands of replies. And again, they can't really mute replies on X. They could, but I think that would be too embarrassing. They do it on the White House YouTube channel. They do end up muting those replies and blocking you from seeing those. They've even changed policies at YouTube so that you can't see all the dislikes. And it's just nothing but negative comments. And go ahead. Yeah, the guys can scroll through this and you can just see. Just nothing but negative comments. And then Mark Hamill. This guy. The force is weak in him. So there you go. They're just going and scrolling through it. This is just in live time. Okay, so that's just kind of your build up here. Biden is deeply unpopular. The only way they can get anybody to show up at a Biden event is if they get Obama or some other celebrities to be there to promote it and fundraise. And then anytime there's a post involving Chairman Biden on any social media, it's 95% negative commentary. And that might actually be conservative, as you can see on the screen if you're watching here. This is 99% negative. 99. Okay. So they've got a problem. They've got a Biden problem. Not even Obama and Kimmel and the rest of the celebrities can help. So, and maybe in honor of this today, we could pull some of these compilations. We play them almost weekly. Trump's team just put up a 60-second ad last week with the Biden fumbling and bumbling and slurring compilations. Just a new one last week. You can put a new one out every week. There's probably hours of it at this point. He's been president for almost 4 years. So there's hours of this guy not knowing what's going on, not knowing where he is, confused, disoriented, slurring, stumbling, stuttering, making up words. So yeah, I mean, maybe in honor of this today, we could just pull the compilation. And we'll just make it clear. It's all fake, says the White House. So all the footage that it's real, they just say is fake. White House fumes at Trump World's latest cheap fake video. Now, do you guys remember last week we played a clip, and maybe we should actually go back and get this clip too. We played a clip of Joe Scarborough. I think it was either Thursday or Friday. And we played a clip of Joe Scarborough saying that Republicans are using cheap fakes. Is this it, guys? No, that's the other one where he was telling you, The Hunter Biden laptop was fake. Yeah, yeah, that's probably the one. So this is actually perfect. Is this one ready to go? Do you guys remember last week when I heard Joe Scarborough said that and I said, this is the new Democrat talking point? I said, you watch. Joe Scarborough was the first to get the message from the DNC, whoever it was. This is their new talking point. It's a cheap fake. So even though he's playing the real video, this is live on the Joe Scarborough morning Brzezinski show. Even though they're playing the real video of Joe Biden getting lost and confused and having to be wrangled back in, he says it's a cheap fake. And so right then I knew, I was like, okay, this is how they're going to do it. They're going to show you the real video and then they're just going to say it's cheap fake. This is their new word. They've probably think tanked this. And they're going to say everything you see that's negative about Biden is now a quote unquote cheap fake. Do you remember this from last week? Go ahead and play it.
And we have some cheap fakes that the RNC, spreading vicious lies about, Joe Biden. But that's who they are.
Again, play it one more time. Start from the top.
Mayor, I was struck by the strong, and we have some cheap fakes that the RNC, once again,
plays the real video.
Spreading vicious lie. And we
now,
have
never
some,
doubt me, folks. What did I, if you listened last week, what did I say? I said, this is their new talking point. This is what they're going to say. All the videos of Biden clearly showing his cognitive decline. They're going to say they're cheap fakes. That's the word they chose. They think tanked it. Now they're rolling it out. So we called it right here. Never doubt me. And so here's Karine Jean-Pierre. Here's the White House press secretary claiming the same thing in the press conference today, clip 10.
There seems to be a sort of a rash of videos that have been edited to make the president appear especially frail or mentally confused. I'm wondering if the White House is especially worried about the fact that this appears to be a pattern that we're seeing more often.
Yeah, I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video.
Pause it.
They are done in bad.
Rewind it 5 seconds. Take a second, guys. It's all right. So this is probably a whole setup question. But notice what Karine Jean-Pierre says. I'm telling you, this is pure propaganda. You are witnessing hardcore propaganda. It's like, what is the highest level of political propaganda you can get? Communist propaganda, totalitarian propaganda, 1984 propaganda, Orwell propaganda, Nazi propaganda. I mean, it's all of it. It's all of it combined. You're witnessing it, folks. You are witnessing the highest levels of political propaganda in the history of the United States of America. So notice what she does here. She says, oh, you guys are calling it cheap fakes. Oh yeah, I noticed you guys. So the whole thing is scripted. Whoever this reporter is probably was told by the White House to ask this question so that Karine Jean-Pierre could come out and say that they're fake and address this ongoing issue of Joe Biden's cognitive decline. Hundreds of videos proving it. It's overwhelming. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. Probably even pooping his pants. I mean, that's how bad it is. So they stage a question. All this is coming from the White House. They had a think tank. They said cheap fakes is the word to use. They sent it out first to Morning Joe. He rolled with it first. Then they bring it on air live this weekend with all their social media propaganda agents and now Karine Jean-Pierre. And what does she say? She says, oh, you guys said cheap fake. No. This came directly from the Democrat Party. This came directly from the White House. They orchestrated this entire propaganda campaign. The Democrats think tanked this entire thing and they said cheap fakes is what we're going with. And then she sits up there as if this is all organic and they had nothing to do with it. And she says, oh, you guys called it cheap fakes. No. You came up with that term. You think tanked it, you pulled it, you decided to launch it last week, this weekend, and now in the press conference today. You're not fooling anybody. So, okay, but let's go back to the point. How are the Democrats going to deal with hundreds of videos of Joe Biden's clear cognitive decline? Overwhelmingly obvious this guy's in serious cognitive decline. They're just going to tell you the videos are fake. So, let's play the press conference. Here she is. This is their buzzword. Cheap fake. And then she just pretends like the videos aren't real. Go ahead.
A pattern that we're seeing more often.
Yeah, and I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith. And some of your news organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right-wing critics of the president have a credibility problem because of the fact checkers have repeatedly caught them pushing misinformation, disinformation. And so we see this. And this is something coming from your part of the world, calling them cheap fakes and misinformation. And I'll quote the Washington Post, where they wrote, They wrote about this, and they said, how Republicans use misleading videos to attack Biden in a 24-hour period. And to their credit, we have a conservative Washington Examiner did call them out as well, calling out the New York Post. Ironically, several recent cheap fakes actually attacked the president for thanking troops. For thanking troops, that is what they're attacking the president for. Both in Normandy this happened, and again in Italy. And I think that it tells you everything that we need to know about how desperate Republicans are here. Instead of talking about the president's performance in office, and what I mean by that is his legislative wins, what he's been able to do for the American people across the country, we're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos.
Manipulated.
And it is, again, done in bad faith.
Wow. Do you think she put on extra makeup now? Is that part of the whole clown presentation? You think that's what's going on here? They're reaching new levels of clown world propaganda, so she had to put on an extra layer of makeup now. It's just part of the season. It's extra clown world season, so she puts on the extra layer of makeup. Cheap fakes, deep fakes. Now, who's doing the real deep fakes? Who's doing the real cheap fakes? Well, of course, it's the Democrats. And there's so many of them, I can't even recall them all. Where they take something Trump says out of context, like bloodbath. And he's talking about the economy. And then they say, oh, Trump wants a bloodbath in D.C. if he loses. He was clearly talking about the economy. What was the more recent one that failed within 24 hours where they tried to take something Trump said out of context? And within 24 hours, it was just like, yep, the Democrats lied again. It happens so often now, you just don't even give it any weight. But here's another one. You got one right here, fresh off the presses. Donald Trump gripping handrails as he gets closer to the big vote. He's gripping handrails because he's old, out of fear, and he can't walk, and he's stumbling. After Donald Trump went viral for an embarrassing video of him gripping a handrail for dear life. An embarrassing viral video circulating online exposes Donald Trump and convicted felon shows his fear of stairs and steps, according to one body language expert. The footage captures every tense moment and reveals Trump's intense focus as he cautiously makes his way down the steps, clinging to the handrail for support, while doing everything possible not to stumble. An error critics have speculated would be his greatest fear in that instance, potentially presenting him as feeble and vulnerable. Now, this video is an old video where the Trump White House didn't even respond to it. It looks kind of strange because it looks like it's like some moving walkway that he's on or something, but it doesn't even matter. They pull some old video, one video of Donald Trump, where he's walking with a handrail, like, oh my gosh. It's like, do you have stairs in your house? I mean, do you have a handrail? Wow. You must be feeble. Who puts handrails next to steps? I mean, what are you, weak and feeble? So they have one video. And they say it proves Trump is weak and feeble. So there's your latest deep fake. It's Trump who can't walk upstairs. It's Trump who needs the handrail. Meanwhile, it's Biden. How many times has Biden fallen over since he's become president? Four times? once on a graduation stage, three times on steps, once on a bike. So I guess that's five times. They have to use the handicap stairs on Air Force One now because Biden can't handle three stories of stairs. So he has the little handicap stairs now, goes up the mini stairs. Soon they'll probably just put him on a little chair and buzz him up. So this is your latest deepfake. Oh, Trump can't walk. Ho, ho, ho. Trump played 36 holes of golf this weekend. I mean, my God, he's so lazy. He doesn't give a damn. He just plays golf all day. Trump can't even walk upstairs. Trump needs a handrail. My God, he's so weak and feeble. By the way, I'm 34 years old. If I go out and play 36 holes of golf, I'm going to feel it. It's not saying it's the hardest thing ever to do, but I mean, anybody goes and plays 36 holes of golf. I mean, you're going to feel it. Let's see Biden play three holes of golf. This is their defect. Trump can't talk. See how they do the same thing too. They take something Trump says out of context or they edit it and they say, look, Trump can't talk. Cognitive decline. I mean, should we pull the 10-minute compilation of Biden unable to talk, unable to walk? But see, this is even more ridiculous. And I haven't even gotten to the video that spurred this entire panic from the Democrats. But here's their propaganda agents. Oh, yeah, is this video fake? The crew is rolling all the videos of Biden falling on the stairs. Oh, it's fake. Oh, none of this is real. It's a cheap fake. The Republicans edited this. It's Trump that can't walk. Oh, I didn't even know about that one. Oh, that's another one. So six times he's fallen at least. So here's your Democrat propaganda agents on X, like Andrew Bates, fresh off being fact-checked by at least six mainstream outlets for lying about POTUS with cheap fakes. There it is. There it is. Rupert Murdoch's sad little super PAC, the New York Post, is back to disrespecting its readers and itself once again. Their ethical standards could deal with a little unfreezing. What? Here's Harry Sisson, their closeted rainbow. The new lie is that, I should try to speak like him. I can't even sound that gay though. The new lie is that Biden had to be led off stage by Obama and that he froze, but that is completely false. This video shows what actually happened, and it's not some selectively edited garbage. The lies don't stop from MAGA. And he shares the video. I've gone long this segment. We'll play the video as we go to break. We'll rejoin with this. But I mean, this is why I'm saying we've entered the paranormal, folks. They show you the video. So, I mean, we both watched the same video. It's Joe Biden freezing on stage like this, stiff as a board. And then Obama goes and grabs his wrist and drags him off the stage. So we're both looking at the same video. And they share the video and they say, see, they're lying. Obama doesn't take Biden by the wrist and drag him off the stage. And then they share the video of Obama dragging him off the stage. I mean, this is paranormal.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. Why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, so let's review this. This is why I'm telling you we're in the paranormal now. And it's truly incredible. There's no other way to put this other than that we are living in the paranormal. We are in the Twilight Zone dealing with these leftists. I mean, you can be staring at the sun at high noon in Austin, Texas, not a cloud in the sky, 100 degrees out. And you're sitting there next to a leftist Democrat. They say, man, it's cold and it's snowy today, huh? It's like, it's really cold and snowy. And you're both standing there under the same hot summer sun, 100 degrees, sweating. And the leftist says, can you believe how cold and snowy it is? And that's how ridiculous this is. It's kind of like the same thing. I'm sitting in a courtroom. And the U.S. attorneys are saying, this is not about Schroyer's speech, but here's what he said, and he should go to prison for what he said. But this is not about a speech. So these are the videos. Again, Joe Scarborough shows you a video of Joe Biden wandering away at the G7 and them having to grab him and bring him back into the photo group. And he says, this is fake. And he shows you the video. So here's the latest, and they are in total damage control. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, what are we even dealing with here? what are we even dealing with here? Are these people just outright lying to you? They're just that committed to the lie? They've just chosen to lie to you? Are they even human? Are we even dealing with humans? Are these aliens in skin suits and avatars? I'm serious, folks. How else do you explain this? So here's the video. Guys, go ahead with the HD. So this is the HD footage, and they're saying, the Republicans have edited this video. Joe Biden does not freeze, and Barack Obama does not lead him off the stage. And then here's the video they share. Go ahead and roll the video. So here's Biden on stage doing his little cornholio act. All right. And then watch this. Here comes the freeze. Well, I'll even count it out for you. All right. So they're about to exit the stage. Kimmel and Obama. They're waiting for Biden because they know they have to help him off the stage. So they're waiting for him. And now the freeze. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then Obama grabs his hand, puts his arm around him, pats him on the back, and leads him off the stage. So we both saw it. That's an unedited video. That is the video that the Democrat propaganda agents are showing you, saying Republicans are lying, Joe Biden did not freeze, and Obama did not lead him off the stage. And they share the video of Joe Biden freezing for 6 seconds and Obama grabbing his wrist and leading him off the stage. Here's another angle. This one is even zoomed in. It shows the situation even better. Go ahead and roll this one. Here we go. This angle's a little better here. It's a little zoomed in. But you're going to see the exact same thing. These are not edited. Same video. Okay, there's Biden. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Obama grabs the wrist and leads him off the stage. So what are we dealing with? What are we dealing with at this point? Are these leftists just that big of liars? Or seriously, are these not humans? Are these aliens? Are these NPCs in a simulation? How do you even explain this? And they show you the very video, the proof. It's like, there's the proof. It's like, I didn't rob the bank. And then it's like, see? And then they play you the bank footage of them robbing the bank. It's like, see, I didn't rob the bank. And you're just standing there scratching your head like, this is the footage of you robbing the bank. It's like you have a security footage at your house. Your garage is open some night and your neighbors come over and steal 30 rack of beer out of your fridge. And you got the whole thing on camera. And you go to your neighbor and you say, hey, I saw you take that 30 rack of beer out of my fridge. Were you thirsty the other night? It's like, I didn't take 30 rack of beer out of your fridge. And then you're like, here's the footage. So you walk right in. There it is. You open my fridge. You take 30 rack of beer. He's like, that footage proves I'm innocent. This is Twilight Zone crazy. And then they say it's Trump that's falling downstairs. It's Trump that's slurring his speech. Now here's Joe Biden babbling incoherently. Again, this is unedited from the fundraiser. Joe Biden, what is he talking about? Even Obama is sitting next to him like, oh God, oh no. Somebody stop Joe. Here it is, clip 5.
And guess what? It's growing. The economy's growing. People are doing better. We have the highest unemployment, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We have more people. We've had over 15 million people, brand new, hired into the workforce. You know, my son says, we all have we all have various short-term descriptions for your jobs. What you accomplished.
He
should say Joe Jobs.
Okay. So again, every time Joe Biden appears in public, two things happen. Every single time. When he speaks, he slurs his words and he makes no sense. Nobody knows what he's saying. He also gets dazed and confused and can't even walk off a stage. Every single time now. and the Democrats tell you it's not real, it's a cheap fake, and then they share you the video evidence of exactly what they're saying doesn't exist. This is next level. I've never seen anything like this before. There's never been propaganda like this in the United States of America. You are witnessing the highest levels of propaganda ever experienced in any civilization, in any society, in modern history. Top level communist propaganda, whatever you want to call it. This is Orwellian level. Tuesday, you're at war with East Asia. Wednesday, you're at war with West Asia. And if you say, well, yesterday we were at war with East Asia, they say, nope, we were never at war with East Asia. Say, well, here's the printout. It says East Asia. Nope, that says West Asia. This is next level. Now, it all leads back to the remaining question. How do the Democrats possibly go with Joe Biden at this point? Does this effort to protect Joe Biden signal that they are going to go with Joe Biden? Or is this just what they're doing at this phase in the game, pretending like he's still with it, he's the greatest president? And by the way, see, I don't even address the thing he says. He says greatest economic numbers, lowest unemployment. Folks, these numbers are fudged. They've all came out. If they're doing a math equation, the equation is rigged. If there's 50 people, and let's say 30 of them are working, well, the Biden administration just brought in 20 people from a foreign country that aren't even citizens and just included them in there. So the number of potential employment doesn't change, but they just add more people into the phase, and they just say, oh, it's the lowest unemployment, but all the people that are getting jobs are non-citizens. So the math is skewed. But I mean, whatever. Everything they say is a lie. Greatest economy ever, total lie. Inflation is down, total lie. Unemployment is down, total lie. These are cheap fake videos of Biden slurring and fumbling around and getting dazed and confused and falling over stairs. Everything these people do is a complete and total lie. So I gotta say, I'm actually stunned that we're witnessing this history. This is historical propaganda that you are witnessing here.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it.
And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Anyway, and maybe choose my words. I was just thinking, Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah, it was in January, after being elected, the late January, early February. He said, "It's not we lead, not just." Well, I won't go into it.
Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
For two reasons. One, it's an impact. An impact that decades have been making, because inaction was, there was inaction with the Department of, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, the idea that and Joan. This effort, I want you to know that, I want to thank you as well for, with the nature, not, on the, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him. A solid meeting with the Los Angeles and what am I doing here?
from the they also increase corporate growth. They make a very good point. Here's the deal. 159,000 billion dollars left. My plan is to make concrete. I know President, leading tech companies like Anthropic, and I'm going to mispronounce. I'm not going to try. The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this refinery. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. By the end of a governing crisis, it's time to end it. These constant, it'll be good. Because that's why we cannot let this election be one where the same man who was president 4 years ago. I'll never forget. I won't go into that. Anyway, I just think that, Florida Small Business Winner Award winner, Business Week winner. Now, it has the Evolver Institution. About, former Prime Minister, like to take baths of that. Anyway. They overruled that to, reinstate, the, 32nd freestanding, have free, 30 free, I just follow my orders here.
Now that's 5 minutes. You could probably play an hour of similar moments from Joe Biden. Now look, I'd say we've blown a shotgun-sized hole in this hour, in the narrative, that these are cheap fakes or that Donald Trump is the one struggling cognitively. So I'm going to move on. But, I mean, I think we've taken a shotgun at that narrative and completely destroyed it in this hour. But it's just, it's, the problem is dealing with how we've even gotten to this point. I hope this is the lowest point that we've ever had in our nation's history, and we only go up from here. I hope we're reaching rock bottom. Levels of propaganda like this, never before seen in our country's history. And I just hope this is as bad as it gets. And it probably will get worse, but I just mean this administration and the media's commitment to covering up for it, covering up for Joe Biden. And then I guess the ultimate question is, how did the Democrats even take this guy to November 5th? Now, another thing from Biden here on a separate note. When it's a Republican or a Trump supporter that ignores a congressional subpoena, then obviously they need to be prosecuted, according to Joe Biden in clip 2.
Subpoenas on the January 6th committee.
I hope that the committee goes after them and holds them accountable.
Should they be prosecuted by the Justice
Department?
I do,
yes.
Oh, they should be prosecuted. Okay. DOJ won't prosecute Merrick Garland over House GOP after House GOP held him in contempt over withholding the Biden tapes. They'll probably just destroy those things. And why won't they show us the Biden tapes? Well, because it'll probably be a lot like the clips we played there in the beginning, him slurring and fumbling and bumbling and not know where he is. And that's why Robert Hur argued there's no point even charging this man. He doesn't even know what planet he's on. Mike Johnson says House will go to court for Biden recordings after DOJ says it won't prosecute A.G. Garland. Oh, but if you're Steve Bannon, if you're Peter Navarro, And you get held in contempt, you go to prison. But not if you're Hunter Biden, not if you're Merrick Garland. In other words, not if you're a Democrat. Those laws only apply to Republicans. Don't you get it? If you're a Republican, or even worse, a Trump Republican, a MAGA Republican, then you're definitely going to prison. But if you're a Biden loyalist or a Democrat and you commit the exact same offense, the exact same crime, no sweat. But okay, that's just your political caste system. That's just your double standard or your hierarchy when it comes to law enforcement. And that's an issue, obviously, an observable issue, but there's another larger issue here, and that's Congress abdicating its constitutional authority over these bureaucracies. Congress has oversight over these bureaucracies, and somehow the roles have flipped. And this is the Democrat Party. Democracy, democracy, protect our democracy, protect our democracy. And then they give all the power to unelected officials. Isn't that funny? Protect the democracy. We need a democracy, democracy. There's all day long about democracy. Oh, and their new talking point too is how Trump's the big threat to democracy. We've all heard that. Trump's a threat to democracy. And then the Democrats want all the power to be invested in bureaucracies and the leaders of these bureaucracies that are never elected. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that something? Yeah, they really care about democracy, don't they? They really care about democracy. Only when it's convenient for them. They care so much, by the way. We'll come back and show you some of the news dealing with how Democrats are engaged in election fraud. Oh, there is no election fraud. Really, I have a stack of news that says differently. So we'll have that coming up. Now, I want to make something clear, folks. InfoWarsStore.com is in business. InfoWarsStore.com is in business, and for the foreseeable future, will be in business. So you can still get your favorite products from InfoWarsStore.com right now at a discounted rate. And we're even working on ordering more products. So after the decision from last Friday, we've got plenty of time, plenty of product now at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't hesitate to take advantage of the summer kickoff sale. 40% off Nitric Boost, 40% off DNA Force Plus, 40% off Rainforce Ultra, Rainforce Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We are still open for business. Visit InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products. They're absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Today, after four people in Bridgeport were arrested on election fraud charges, reactions have been pouring in.
Now, two of those people are elected public officials, Bridgeport City Councilor Alfredo Castillo and the vice chair of Bridgeport's Democratic Party, Wanda Jeter Pataki. And she, of course, is the one who was first seen on surveillance video possibly stuffing absentee ballots this past election.
At an event today, reporters asked Governor Lamont if Wanda should step down from her leadership role. Take a listen.
I think she should step down.
If she won't step down, should the Democratic Party remove her?
I would think so.
Are you going to ask them to do that?
Hope they do the right thing.
Well, tonight we are diving deeper into the arrest warrant affidavits and booking photos of Wanda Jeter Pataki and three other campaign operatives. Matt Caron joining us now. Matt, what do those documents tell us?
Yeah, Brent. Well, they tell us that the Bridgeport City Worker and Vice Chair of that Democratic Town Committee, Wanda Jeter, is charged with four Class D felonies. Now, those are the least serious class of felonies, but they are felonies nonetheless. And the details of them, well, they're spelled out here in this arrest warrant. This is the document that started it all. 2019, an investigative referral from then Secretary of the State Denise Merrill to the State Elections Enforcement Commission. 5 years later, arrests. These are the booking photos. Should it have taken 5 years?
It's not acceptable to me that it takes this long for justice to be served. And it makes you question how long it's going to take to investigate and ultimately prosecute what occurred blatantly red-handed on camera this past summer.
The 2023 ballot drop box surveillance video of Wanda Jeter is part of a separate investigation, which so far has not led to any arrests. New in the last 24 hours, Fox 61 obtained the arrest warrant affidavit for Wanda Jeter, outlining those 2019 allegations. We learned investigators examined absentee ballots, surveillance video from Bridgeport Senior Housing, and used witness interviews as evidence to make the arrests. A voter who didn't request an absentee ballot told investigators, "Wanda came to my house and told me only to sign the bottom of the blank application." She went on to say, "I have done this with Wanda over the past 10 years. The voter went on to tell investigators, "I told her I thought I should vote in person. Wanda said no."
So we're going to hold people accountable.
But Governor Lamont, along with the majority of members of Connecticut's congressional delegation, rushed to endorse Joe Ganim for mayor.
I don't think, look, he's not being charged.
Basically, they shoved it in our face. We don't care about your vote. This is our man.
Black Lives Matter 860 released a statement saying, in part, Connecticut Democrats have turned a blind eye, even with video evidence, to the disenfranchisement of black voters in the city of Bridgeport.
Black voters were disenfranchised via election fraud, and this is going to have a nationwide effect on our rights. If he really respected and valued our votes, he would make sure that it's one vote per person and that they're not forced into ballot harvesting.
Now, just yesterday, Governor Lamont did sign a bill into law that makes sure the State Elections Enforcement Commission completes their investigations within 90 days. But it's not retroactive, so it doesn't apply to the 2023 Bridgeport investigation. The law also requires cameras at absentee ballot drop boxes. Well, that may catch a criminal, but it certainly didn't do anything to deter the activity we all saw on camera in Bridgeport. And in November, voters here in Connecticut will get to weigh in on a proposed constitutional amendment that, if approved, would allow any voter to get an absentee ballot for any reason. In the studio, Matt Caron, Fox 61, Connecticut's news station.
And, of course, Democrats passed it so that you can get an absentee ballot for any reason at any time, as many as you want even. How many Democrats have helped cheat and rig elections in the last, I don't know, decade? How many do you think? Couple more headlines on that when we come back, but there you go. Four Democrats, Connecticut, caught, charged, guilty. There's no voter fraud, though. Yeah, and Joe Biden doesn't need help getting off stage at events. It just doesn't exist.
you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Democrats don't cheat in elections. Joe Biden doesn't struggle to read a teleprompter. He doesn't need help getting off stage. And bears don't crap in the woods. Okay? Nope, none of that's real. Texas Democrat Commissioner candidate Terrell Patel charged with fabricating fake online racist messages. Oh, another liberal hate crime hoax. Seems the majority of hate crimes turn out to be hoaxes perpetuated by Democrats. It's the party of fraud. It's the party of phonyism. It's the party of fake. Fake, fake. The Democrat challenger for Fort Bend County Precinct 3 Commissioner in Texas is facing charges for allegedly creating fake social media posts writing racist comments directed at himself. I'm sorry, but can you be a bigger loser? I'm going to write hate crime messages to myself to play the victim. It's like, yeah, Jussie Smollett. You're Smolletting. I'm going to Smollett myself into office. Commissioner Andy Myers, the Republican incumbent, requested the Fort Bend County District Attorney's Office begin an investigation into the social media post. So the Republican was like, oh, let's look into this. This is really bad. Let's look into this. And then they investigated it, and he did it to himself. Yeah. Isn't that something? See, I think we need a new statute, and this can apply towards a lot of things. Now, hate crime laws shouldn't exist, but, okay, considering they do, what would the punishment be if you committed a hate crime in this instance? Well, now, this Democrat, Terrell Patel, should face those charges. It's kind of like if you falsely accuse a man of rape, Whatever that man was going to suffer, jail time, whatever it is, whatever the punishment that man would have suffered, now the woman who made the false allegations, she should face that same fate. All kinds of different instances where that should be the case, by the way. If a woman beats herself up and then says that her husband or boyfriend or whatever did it, whatever the husband or boyfriend would face, she should now face. And that would stop these hoaxes. I don't know if it would stop them altogether, but it would certainly cut the motivation out. So that needs to become a statute immediately to stop this stuff. But see, the larger issue, and this is what's important to understand, and I hate to be redundant on this, but it's so important for Americans to understand this. Like, at least 50% of modern day liberalism, progressivism, Democrat Party psychology is fake, is hoaxing you, is lying to you, is deceiving you. I mean, it might even be 100%. Everything they do is fake. Everything they do. Fake charges against Trump. Telling you, oh, don't believe your lying eyes with a Biden video. Oh, look, I'm a victim of a hate crime. There's no voter fraud. Their entire operational capacity is lying to you, deceiving you. They fake hate crimes against themselves. They Smollett. More examples of voter fraud that doesn't exist. Judge orders redo of Harris County judicial election. It's in Houston. There was so much voter fraud, they have to redo the election. Democrats. Again, we played the news clip of this to open the hour. Four Connecticut campaign workers charged with mishandling absentee ballots in 2019 mayoral primary, all Democrats. And then they found other footage of them stuffing absentee ballots into voter mail-in drop boxes, all Democrats. Okay, well, what do you do about these voter fraud issues? Well, you need to raise the stakes in the punishment. Prison fines and increased scrutiny. Connecticut officials weigh stopping election fraud. I know how I feel about this. I think election fraud should be treated about as high as treason, I would say. I mean, why not? Why not? And the Democrats should agree. They're all about protecting our democracy. If I had a dollar for every time a Democrat said protect our democracy in my life, I'd be a billionaire. Hell, just in the last 10 years, I'd probably be a multimillionaire. Protect our democracy. I agree. I agree. We need to protect our democracy. So I think anybody engaged in voter fraud or election fraud should be facing crimes maybe on the level of treason. I mean, if you don't want to go, I mean, you got to be close to it, I'd say. Why not? Stealing elections? Kind of a big deal. It's kind of treasonous, don't you think? So, yeah, I agree. I think we should increase the punishment for election fraud and have it up on around the lines of a treason charge. That's what I think. That'll stop it. Democrats would probably disagree. I wonder why. Because it's not them trying to raise the stakes for somebody committing these crimes. They just say they don't exist. And then there's the voting machine issues. This happened in Puerto Rico. RFK Jr. pointing out Puerto Rico's primary elections just experienced hundreds of voting irregularities related to electronic voting machines. Luckily, there was a paper trail, which is constitutional in most states, but they just deleted anyway. Elon Musk weighs in. We should eliminate electronic voting machines. The risk of being hacked by humans or AI, while small, is still too high. Completely agree, Mr. Musk. Completely agree. By the way, somebody put out a poll. It might have been Elon Musk, actually. Guys, see if Elon Musk put out, somebody put out a poll that asked, would you care if your vote was public information? And it was like a 70-30 split. Last I saw, 70% saying no, they wouldn't care if their vote was made public. Now, I think that there's a way to kind of have the best of both worlds dealing with this stuff. Because I'm not a Luddite. And if voting machines make our election process smoother in a country of, you know, we get probably 100 million people, 150 million people voting, then that's fine with me. You can use technology to make the process more streamlined and then have the constitutional laws followed of a paper trail and maintaining the paper ballot or at least the paper ballot image. But there's ways to mitigate the lack of trust without even having to make it public. It's not even that difficult. Like when you put your ballot into the machine, there should be a running tally right there on the screen, and you can have the little poll worker there too. You can observe and report too, but you have a running tally right there on your screen, and then you can watch the number, and then when you put in your ballot, you can see if the numbers correlate to who you voted for. Bing! Oh! Checks out. The poll worker asks, did the number change reflect your vote? Yes, it did. All right, here's your sticker. Thank you for voting. Or, no, it didn't. Really? Let's spit that back out and retry that then. It's not even complicated stuff. You don't even have to make it public, but... Oh, no, it wasn't Kamala Harris. in a congressional hearing talking about how voting machines could be hacked and rigged. It wasn't Democrats that actually brought in experts to show how voting machines can be hacked and rigged. Oh, wait. Yeah, it was. Oh. So maybe they learned a thing or two and then decided to, well, you know, use the means and mechanisms. Maybe that's how it went down. Meanwhile, Biden's open border continues to be a huge threat. The CIA now warning, U.S. faces serious threat of terror attack. Expert and former CIA chief warn, and they've arrested now dozens of potential terrorists. And this is because the Biden administration is applying extra pressure to the DOJ, the FBI, probably the CIA, because they are panicked that a terror attack because of Biden's open border policies will reflect negatively on Biden ahead of a 2024 election. Americans dying? Well, the Democrats couldn't care less about that. It's more about them getting reelected to power. That's what they're concerned about. Let's be clear. Alarmed by repeated warnings from top FBI and military officials, a former CIA acting director and a legendary foreign policy thinker, write bluntly in Foreign Affairs, the United States faces a serious threat of a terrorist attack in the months ahead. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You have a wide open border. Like imagine if you lived in a nice big house that wasn't in a gated neighborhood, but nice big house. And you had signs all over that the house is unlocked and nobody's home. And then an insurance agent came by and said, or it was your neighbor. They say, yeah, you're increasing your chances of being robbed. You're increasing your chances of being burgled and all of your jewelry and cash and whatever you have there. The likelihood it's going to be stolen with these big signs saying nobody's home and the door's open. Don't you think you're going to get robbed? Oh, gee, I never thought of that. Well, that's what's going on at the border. Wide open border. Everybody knows it. Free stuff. Terrorist. ISIS, Russia, Ukraine. Doesn't matter. Hamas, anybody. Just walk right over that border. Walk right in. Sit right down. So everybody knows it, but the Biden administration doesn't care. They just don't want it to reflect on their chances of being reelected. That's what bothers them about this. They don't care about Rachel Morin. Did you hear about Rachel Morin? Officials tie Rachel Morin murder case to U.S. immigration policies. That's the Washington Post admitting that. Rachel Morin murder suspect arrested in Oklahoma 10 months after slaying. Alleged El Salvador gang member, it's a gang member, charged in rape, killing of Maryland mom Rachel Morin, crossed border illegally at least 3 times in 2 months before eluding agents on fourth try. A fugitive from El Salvador who authorities say fled to the United States after killing a young woman in his home country, so murdered a woman there, fled here, has been charged in the murder and rape of a Maryland woman. Rachel Morin. You remember the good old days when people would flee, criminals fled our country to Mexico? Remember the good old days? It's like one of the best cop comedies of all time, Blue Streak. It's like that's the joke at the end. It's like he flees to Mexico. Remember the good old days when the criminals fled to Mexico? Remember the good old days when the criminals fled the United States because you didn't want to be here if you were a criminal? Boy, how far we've fallen. Now the criminals flee here. Now the rapists and murderers and gang members, they flee here. Isn't that something? My, the times have changed. Most Hispanics now support mass deportation of illegal migrants, according to latest U.S. polling numbers. Well, no kidding. Most Americans don't like the illegal aliens crossing the border. They don't like paying for it all. But imagine if you're an immigrant. If you're an immigrant, meaning you went through the process, you paid your dues, You waited patiently and went through the process to become an immigrant, a citizen. And then you see 10 million people in 4 years skip the line, skip the process, and get everything for free. And then they're your next door neighbors too. And they don't speak English. And their dog just crapped on your lawn. So yeah, most Americans don't like the open border policies. Most Americans don't like paying for 10 million non-citizens. Shocking. Who could have seen it coming? It's unbelievable. Here is the press conference from the Sheriff's Department after they arrested the Biden illegal alien who raped and murdered an American in clip 9.
This suspect, this monster, fled to the United States illegally after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador a month early in January of 2023. Once in our country and likely emboldened by his anonymity, he brutally attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother during a home invasion in March of 2023 in Los Angeles. And as everyone, I believe, is aware, that was our first DNA match linking Rachel's case to the Los Angeles case. It has been a fear of mine that once we identified this suspect, the result would be exactly this. And I want to now direct these comments to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and to every member in both chambers of Congress. We are 1800 miles away here in Harford County. We are 1800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the White House for any liberals listening, just in case you needed a little American history lesson. That's the White House. So yeah, another more blood on Joe Biden's hands, more blood on the Biden administration's hands. Now they don't give a damn about all the people that have been killed by Biden's open border policies. They're more concerned about it affecting Biden's reelectability. Decency is on the ballot. Decency is on the ballot. More bloodshed. All right, switching lanes here. I'm sure you've seen news about this House bill, and I've got a little more information here. House passes defense bill automatically registering men 18 to 26 for draft, and so I think they increased it by 2 years. And they've made it automatic. So I guess, you know, for all intents and purposes, you would have to do it yourself or go through whatever process to get into this registration. Now it just does it automatically when you turn 18. They're also proposing the idea of women being forced into this registration as well. So that doesn't mean there is a draft, but if they brought the draft back, then it would be 18 to 26, and they're proposing it would be women too. They've also added $9 billion to the NDAA in military service in the latest bill. Now, the lady who proposed this increase in age and adding women is Democrat Representative Chrissy Houlihan, who comes from a Ukrainian Jewish family. Can't make this stuff up. The two nations where the U.S. is most involved, and Chrissy Houlihan, who proposed this bill, Democrat from Pennsylvania, comes from a Jewish-Ukrainian family. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that just so peachy sweet? Where are all the feminists? You're going to be forced to go to war potentially. Now, again, this doesn't mean there is a draft, but you kind of get the feeling that they're thinking about it, don't you? You kind of get the feeling that they're thinking about it. Speaking of, here's the great Jesse the Body Ventura, Jesse Ventura, talking about what it was like when he was in Vietnam and putting it in a way that I hadn't really heard before, but I think is absolutely correct in clip 3.
18, I went into the United States Navy. I spent 1 year being trained and became a Navy SEAL. I then deployed to Southeast Asia and Vietnam for a 9-month deployment. While I was in BUDS training, underwater demolition SEAL training, I turned 19. While I was deployed on my first deployment to Vietnam, I turned 20. I returned home. Within 1 week, I went into my executive officer and I demanded to go back to Vietnam. He looked at me and said, but you just got home. You can't do that. He said, Navy requirements. You got to be 6 months out of the combat zone before you can go back in. I said, here's the problem, sir. I said, over there, I'm a man. Here, I'm a child. I had done all of that. 9 months, came back, and I could not drink a beer on Orange Avenue because I was under 21. I couldn't even vote for who sent me to Vietnam because voting was 21 then. I wasn't old enough. What did I learn from that? Gee, I guess we send children to war, don't we?
Pretty powerful way to put it from Jesse Ventura. Very anti-establishment, libertarian mindset, very anti-Republican, anti-Democrat. He wrote the book, Democrips and Rebloodlicans, and perhaps that experience influenced that. Yeah, I guess we do send kids to war, but it's even worse than that. We send kids to war to die for causes that have nothing to do with our country. We send kids to war to die for special interests. We send kids to war to die for political reasons that likely won't benefit them at all. And most people are aware of this now. And that's why you don't really have the best and brightest signing up for wars anymore. And they kind of recruit them by offering them money and trans surgery and college scholarships and everything else. Scenes from The Great Running Man. Jesse Ventura in that. So are they getting ready to do it again? Are they getting ready to send America's youth to die for their money laundering, weapons laundering, client state of the military-industrial complex, Ukraine? Are they getting ready to send young men and women, potentially, to die for the interests of their client state of the military-industrial complex and the owners of our Congress, Israel? Are they getting ready to do it again? By the way, there is some geopolitical news out of Israel and Russia. I'm going to come back from this break and talk about it. But a big move was made by Netanyahu. And it doesn't really look like peace was ever seriously on the table. And when there was some pushback from some of his generals saying, you know, this thing of killing 200 people to get two hostages isn't really a good look. What do you think Netanyahu did in response? And one of the most bloodlusting military advisors has just been advanced in Israel. But we'll have that geopolitical news coming back, as well as Vladimir Putin about to have an interesting meeting that says a lot about what's going on as far as the moves against the West. So we'll have all that coming back for you on the other side.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So here's the latest out of Israel, and it just shows that the bloodshed is not coming to an end anytime soon. Netanyahu dissolves war cabinet after Benny Gantz's departure. Officials say it was Gantz and a couple others, and they were suggesting a pause on the offensive in Gaza, advising Netanyahu it's been a bad look. Specifically, the hundreds dead after the latest hostage rescue, and they've killed some hostages too. And so they said, hey, we should have a pause. And Netanyahu said, okay, well, how about I just dissolve this? I don't want to hear from you guys anymore. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved the influential war cabinet that has overseen the fighting in Gaza. A government spokesperson said Monday, days after a key member of the body bolted from the government over frustration with the Israel leader's handling of the war. Now, again, these other military chiefs and generals that have been against what Netanyahu and the IDF have been doing, they've all been either removed or completely silenced and ignored. The move was widely expected following the departure of Benny Gantz, a centrist former military chief. Gantz's absence from the government increases Netanyahu's dependence on his ultra-nationalist allies who oppose a ceasefire. That could pose an additional challenge to the already fragile negotiations to the end of the 8-month war in Gaza. Yeah, it's not going to stop now. All the people that were trying to ease it are being removed from any positions of influence or advisement. Netanyahu reportedly criticizes military tactical pause in Gaza amid divisions with IDF. Israel's prime minister said to have called the decision unacceptable after Itamar Ben-Gvir said whoever decided it was a fool. So the people who are calling for peace, the people who are calling for a ceasefire, the people who are saying, hey, isn't this enough bloodshed? This is a bad look for us nationally on the international stage. They're all being removed. And Netanyahu is dissolving them from any positions and appointing bloodthirsty warmongers like Ben-Gvir into positions of influence who want nothing less than the Palestinians dead and removed entirely from the Gaza Strip. That's not my words. That's what they say. So this is now officially, I would say, unofficially, officially, Israel's new policy on Gaza. Destroy everything that exists and conquer the land. Wherever the Palestinians end up after that, they couldn't really care less. They say, oh, well, they can go back home. They can go back home when our offensive is over. Oh, okay. What, are they going to live in some rubble? You're going to go cover up in some dust and some dirt and rubble? It's disgusting. But that's unofficially the new policy given the new leadership there. So there will be no ceasefire. There will be no homes left for the Palestinians to go to. They'll all end up staying in South Rafah or being migrated to Europe or the United States of America. And Israel will move into the Gaza Strip, take whatever land they want. That's clearly the goal at hand here. Probably has been since October 7th during the stand down. And that's what they're going to do. And so anybody who advises against that because it looks bad on the international stage, talking about the International Criminal Court and anything else, they just get, see ya, bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. We're more interested in blood and death. Vladimir Putin to visit North Korea as he seeks further military support. Russia's Putin to visit North Korea in rare trip as anti-West alignment deepens. And that's really what this is. I'm telling you, Putin is doing all these things strategically and seeing if the U.S. has any response or any pulse at all. Why do you think Russia has moved military operations into Cuba, submarines, and doing missile tests? Just to say, okay, you know, we know what you're doing in Ukraine. We don't like it. How do you like us on your border? How about we go and do military strategy with China and North Korea right next door to your allies? How do you like it? So that's all this is. This Putin saying two can play that game. So they're going to officially be meeting and talking military strategy tomorrow for a 2-day visit, first in 24 years. But this is all symbolic because North Korea might as well be China. So it's really just symbolic more than anything. But it's powerful symbolism nonetheless. So nobody's cooling these tensions. Nobody's cooling these war tensions. And it seems like the people that want war are getting more influence. And that's very unfortunate. But, you know, all the global warming, climate change skeptics, they seem to be silent on war. They seem to be silent on nuclear war and just war in general. If anything, they probably support it. Isn't that odd? How does war deal for the climate? Silence. Silence. But they want you to know it's going to be hot. Summer's coming up. It's going to be hot. Growing heat dome to produce warmest temperatures in years with 100 degree readings in the Northeast. I spent Father's Day in like 2003 or four or something. I don't remember when it was. It was whenever, it was a special time for me and my father. We got to see the Cardinals and the Yankees play Roger Clemens, 300 strikeout, 3,000 strikeout, 300th win. And, I'm going to guess it was probably 100 degrees that day. I remember it was damn hot. And we were sticking to the back of those seats at the old Yankee Stadium. But, oh, it's going to be hot this summer. And so remember, you did that. Climate change. You did it. And they send out all these, notices. It's all fear-mongering. You need to limit your energy consumption. Oh, Texas could run out of energy. Oh my goodness. Texas has never been able to handle hot like this. Oh, it's never been hot in Texas, huh? Wow. Mayor Adams says New York City is ready for first heat wave of the season as heat index expected to hit 99 degrees. You know, I never brought this up, but I'm curious. In New York City, I might need to open the phone lines to figure this out. Aren't there parts of New York City where they actually have laws and regulations on how much air conditioning you can use? And then I know that there's other parts where they want to come in and take out your unit and install a new eco-friendly unit, eco-friendly green energy unit. But really it's all about putting the smart system on it so that it can be controlled remotely and monitor. Oh, because the old systems, you can put your AC 68 degrees, whatever. It's not connected to the internet or anything. You just have your AC running. So they want to come in and they're saying, oh, we'll bring you a new AC system, but it's connected to the internet. And then they can turn it off if you're using too much air conditioning. And I'm pretty sure there's parts of New York City where they pass laws on this. I don't live there, but I've heard that. So that's what the liberals are going to do. So, do you want net zero or do you want air conditioning? Or as Jeremy Clarkson put it, net zero or feeding ourselves. We can't do both. And then points out the hypocrisy. In one day, me and my tractor produce more greenhouse gases than India, Brazil, and China combined. Of course, China, India produce the most greenhouse gases. They're not ratcheting down. That's just for you in the West. Don't you see? Don't you get it? But yeah, it's pretty simple. Have AC or have green energy deals. Have food to eat in your fridge or have net zero. So live or die.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you. Because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
News stories to cover here, and then we enter the third hour, and we will take phone calls. By the way, I don't know how they're going to do it. It's going to be so hot. It's going to be too hot, the global warming in New York. It's going to be too hot, but I guess AOC is going to try for a rally anyway. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Senator Bernie Sanders, and fire alarm pulling congressional hearing disruptor Jamal Bowman, who's above the law because he's a Democrat, will all be in attendance on Saturday, June 22nd. Now, this is obviously an effort to go tit for tat with Trump's massive rally. Do you think they'll have as big of an audience with three heavy hitters on the Democrat Party ticket like Cortez, Sanders, and Bowman? They're going to go for it. I just hope they can survive that heat, because, you know, it's going to be hot. They're warning you, it's going to be hot. Did you know that? It's hot in the summer. It's hot in June. It's hot in July, August too. The Democrats want to warn you about that in case you didn't know it. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is having all kinds of problems. From lack of viewership, lack of trust, lack of profit. And so they've been trying some shakeups, and they're not going so well. Washington Post publisher, incoming editor, probed by reporters. They're checking their new leader. You know, they got to do their deep dive on him. Washington Post reporters probe their own bosses amid newsroom uproar. A 3,000-word Washington Post investigative story about new publisher and CEO William Lewis, plus an incoming top editor, had this surprising sentence. Lewis declined to comment through a Post spokesperson in response to a list of detailed questions. So they're already going after their new leader. This is the communist that run or work at the Washington Post. Washington Post expose alleges incoming editor used thievery to get stories. Washington Post reporters run a bombshell investigation digging into the past journalistic practices of incoming editor Robert Winnett just months before he set to join the newspaper, with sources that allege he used illegal news gathering methods to aid his reporting. Whew. Say he's a thief. Now, see what they do here? So when you have actually failed enterprises in media, well, how do they fail? They fail because they lose the audience's trust. They lose the audience's interest. They can't act as a team in that regard when new leadership tries to deal with it. And they fall apart. And this has happened all over, really. It's happened at Vice. It's happened at Media Matters. It's happening at the Washington Post. It's happened at the LA Times. It happens on and on and on. But you notice that's not how they deal with InfoWars. InfoWars survives all of that. And so InfoWars survives the lies, the defamation, the libel, the slander, the censorship, the lawfare. We survive all of that because our audience trusts us, because our audience stays here. We keep their trust. We keep their interest. But the fake news like CNN, who loses all trust, loses all interest, they just stay on air. The Washington Post just stays on air. Oh, let's launch CNN Plus with Chris Wallace. That'll be successful. Here's a meme that is very telling. Dick Cheney did a disinformation about weapons of mass destructions killing a million people. $0 in fines. I mean, add up all the lies that got us into wars and peoples killed. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones caused zero fatalities, fined $1.5 billion. All kinds of instances like this. And people notice that. People notice that. They do. So the Washington Post, a shell of itself, a joke, civil war raging inside. The left has tried to destroy Elon Musk, so he said, okay, I'm just going to leave Delaware and move to Texas, and it's been a big success for him, by the way. Tesla shareholders approve Elon Musk's share-linked pay package, currently valued at $45 billion. Remember, the Democrats tried to deny him of that and take it. Tesla shareholders ratified Elon Musk's $45 billion pay plan despite a court's order to rescind it. The vote, a PR win for Musk, may aid future efforts. Shareholders also approved relocating Tesla's incorporation to Texas, where you don't have to deal with the Democrats like you do in Delaware. Tesla stock rose 2.9% in response. So they tried to take Elon Musk's money, too. And he said, really? How about screw you? I'm going to Texas. And he's done it very well. Good for him. Very good for him. Possible chemical agent released at Pride event in Baltimore. Are we sure that's not just the odor of the liberals? They have a pungent chemical agent-like smell to them. Or the drugs they're using, who knows? The Baltimore City Police Department is investigating a possible chemical agent released at a Pride event Saturday evening in downtown area that sparked a mass exodus. Baltimore police have yet to confirm the type of chemical agent that was released around 8:30 p.m. local time. The combination of the chemical agent and fireworks caused the large crowd to panic, scattering in different directions and resulting in several injuries. Oh, no. Not at the Pride Parade. One of the, how many are they going to have? Chemical agent. Are we sure it wasn't just a natural odor? Did they chemically bomb themselves? Did they gay bomb themselves? You never know in Baltimore. You just never know. And by the way, so they let men into the women's bathrooms now. But it's trans. And so this happened at a, I guess it's a brewery or a beer garden in California, Angel City Beer. A man goes into the woman's restroom. A woman complains because she doesn't feel comfortable with a man flashing his genitalia in front of her in the women's room. And she gets kicked out. She's told she has to leave for not being trans inclusive in clip six.
All right. Who has the right?
So we have to leave. The trans doesn't have to leave. That was using the women's bathroom. The man doesn't have to leave who
made me uncomfortable. What about women's rights? There's no woman rights, only trans rights, right?
I have nothing further to say at this point. I am out. So why are we?
Why won't they leave? Why won't they make them leave instead of us?
So no women's rights, only trans rights.
I'm saying, why don't you make them leave instead of us?
At this point in the situation, there was...
So whose situation? Our situation or their situation?
We're a family here. We paid money. Hold on.
Where are we at? Angel City.
She felt uncomfortable too.
I felt very uncomfortable.
I feel like... If I walk into your restroom, you're used to the restroom, I walk in there, how do you want to feel?
We've discussed the same situation. Again, we're not going to come to terms.
So, it's Angel City Brewery is only about
very
trans rights.
We believe different things.
Angel City Brewery protects trans and not women. Wow.
Hey, how do you feel about that, bro? You're scared, right? You can't even go to the restroom.
Okay, so Angel City Brewery only protects trans rights and not women, right?
I'm gonna have to ask you. People are more aware. I'm gonna have to
bring it up. Okay, this is all I want. Yes. Why are we being kicked out?
Yeah.
This one. No, I want this on video so I can make it on TikTok.
You won't make it on TikTok, but it's cool.
I'm already on TikTok.
I love that video.
So why are we being kicked out on Angel City?
You were disagreeing with the trans policies that we've
I'm a woman in a restroom where a grown man was in there, so because I don't feel comfortable, I'm disagreeing.
Because you disagree with their identity. That's fine.
He has balls and a penis.
None of this is going to get to any kind of place that we're being.
You know, I was wondering whether to play that or not. But then at the end they said, oh, this it won't be on TikTok. Nobody's going to pick this up. This isn't going anywhere. And I said, you know what? I think we will put this up. By the way, it's had 500,000 views on TikTok. 500,000 views on TikTok alone from the original poster, who I'm actually in touch with, and we'll try to get on the show to explain exactly what happens there. Oh, says the arrogant liberal. Oh, this isn't going to go up on your TikTok. Nobody's going to watch this. This isn't going to be picked up by anybody. Nobody cares about men going into the women's bathroom. You stupid conservative bigot. Okay. How about we make sure this gets seen by over 1 million people? How about that? Because that's what we have to do. You want to put men in the women's bathroom, we'll let people know what you're into.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Dr. Ray, let me ask you, what in your view could you say in this setting is the counterintelligence risk posed to U.S. national security from Chinese students, particularly those in advanced programs in the sciences and mathematics?
Is they're exploiting the very open research and development environment that we have, which we all revere, but they're taking advantage of it. So one of the things we're trying to do is view the China threat as not just a whole of government threat, but a whole of society threat on their end. And I think it's going to take a whole of society response by us.
In that vein, last week I wrote a letter to five higher education institutions in Florida about the Confucius Institutes, which are funded by Chinese government dollars at U.S. schools. And it is my view that they're complicit in these efforts to covertly influence public opinion and to teach half-truths designed to present Chinese history, government, or official policy in the most favorable light. Do you share concerns about Confucius Institutes as a tool of that whole of society effort and as a way to exploit the sort of naive view among some in the academic circles about what the purpose of these institutes could be?
We do share concerns about the Confucius Institutes. We've been watching that development for a while. It's just one of many tools that they take advantage of. We have seen some decrease recently in their own enthusiasm and commitment to that particular program, but it is something that we're watching warily and in certain instances have developed, you know, appropriate investigative steps.
Inside Higher Education reported in his new book, Spy Schools, how the CIA, FBI, and foreign intelligence secretly exploit America's universities. Investigative journalist Daniel Golden explored the fraught and sometimes exploitative relationship between higher education and intelligence services, both foreign and domestic. Chapters explore various case studies of the CIA and FBI using the open and collaborative nature of higher education to their advantage, as well as foreign governments infiltrating the U.S. via education. Golden said, it's pretty widespread, and I'd say it's most prevalent at research universities. The foreign intelligence services have the interest and the opportunity to learn cutting-edge Pentagon-funded or government-funded research. Will anything be done? China owns $1.15 trillion in U.S. debt. They can easily make this Confucian school spy threat disappear as easily as Turkish Muslim Caliphate promoter Fethullah Gulen and his 140 Islamic charter schools have put their creeping Sharia law curriculum into a dark memory hole. Meanwhile, the Chinese are pouring fuel on the fire of gang violence that is tearing cities apart. As Breitbart reports, cities such as St. Louis continue to devolve into war zones. This, in large part, to the fact that the communist Chinese government has been flooding the United States with illicit gun parts.
A penny-sized device can turn a semi-automatic weapon into one that can fire up to 1,100 bullets a minute with one pull of the trigger. ATF agent Tony Pierce demonstrated the machine gun conversion device, commonly known as a Glock switch, at a gun range in Slidell.
With the regular Glock setup in semi-automatic, it's much easier to control the shots because you have time to allow the weapon to cycle, and you're able to control your recoil.
The weapon is harder to handle when it's fully automatic using the illegal switch.
A lot of times on the street, guys are shooting with one hand, and to try to control this with just one hand would be nearly impossible. And you're going to have innocent bystanders in the background, in the foreground, who could also get hit by this.
Records reveal that between 2019 and 2021, there was a rise of 4,200% in incidents involving machine gun fire in 130 American cities. The Chinese flooding of third world America with Glock switches, ensuring that the mass murder of innocent civilians will eventually lead to sweeping gun control legislation. Solution? Close the border today. John Bauer.
All right, we're in the third hour now of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We got a couple other news stories developing. And I also intend to take some phone calls. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that they're absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, you've made it to the third hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, InfoWarsStore.com is live. And the summer sale is happening now on top-rated, top-selling products, some of my favorite products, like DNA Force Plus, 40% off, Nitric Boost, 40% off, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off, Bodies, 40% off. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. And Survival Shield X3, all 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these sales. But people have been concerned if InfoWars Store was still live, given all of the legal battles that we're going through. Yes, InfoWarsStore.com is still live. And so you can still get your favorite products right now at the store. And so I'm loading up on DNA Force Plus, especially at 40% off. I'm loading up at Bodies at 40% off. You know I'm a big fan of Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra at 40% off. So take advantage of this summer sale right now. InfoWarsStore.com is still live. All right. We got a couple crazy things here. Let me give out the phone number as well. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. It's also on the bottom of the screen for those watching at home. Give us a call. We'll get you up on the air. All right. Do we have Corey the Miracle Worker, guys? Do we have Corey Bush the Miracle Worker ready to go? The video from the break where the Democrat is claiming to be a miracle worker now. This is pretty shocking stuff. It's amazing. The left is against God when it's against them politically, but then they're for God when they think it's for them politically. So this is from a PBS story. Imagine going along for this ride if you're the PBS host. Imagine going along for this ride. This is Corey Bush, one of the biggest frauds, who probably needs to be investigated. You want to talk about mishandling of campaign funds. How does Corey Bush have so much security and so many brand new Escalades for her security? But I guess that's another question for another day. Here's Corey Bush, the miracle worker. She's basically now black female Jesus from St. Louis. Here's the story she tells PBS, and the host of this interview doesn't even blink, just goes along for the ride.
You're a pastor.
Yes.
You write about healing through faith. At one point, you came across a woman with, quote, several visible tumors on her torso. Tell me what happened.
So at that time, I, along with a group of friends, we would go out on the street and just meet with people and pray with people and offer them food. And this lady came to us and she had these tumors. I mean, she wanted us to like feel them. And I just remember I put my hand on her and my hand just began to move. And the lumps that were there were no longer there. And she was so happy and she like went on about her day. And I never saw her again.
So you think the tumors disappeared?
I do. And this woman was unhoused.
She healed tumors.
She's someone who, you know, had been sleeping in the shelters and sleeping on the street. If I can speak a prayer, mm-hmm. and I can believe what I believe and you believe that this will help you, then why not offer that to people? Because I know prayer has helped me.
As a trained nurse, you're a member of the medical community. How do you think about
she does
spiritual healings versus medical healings?
Yeah. Spiritual healing is a part of what you believe, you know, and the medical healing is a similar thing, because I'm going to believe that this treatment that this doctor is giving me is going to help me in my situation. And so as the nurse, I am following the doctor's instructions and giving them whatever the doctor says that they should have. And also for those patients that would say, would you also pray with me? You know, I would pray with them. And so it's the same thing that I would do on the street.
What do you say to people who are likely to disbelieve that story?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
You know, they're not the woman that had the tumors.
Yeah, notice how conveniently you have no idea who it is and you've never seen her again. Cori Bush claims she healed a tumor with her hands. Look, here's my problem. Because look, Democrats lying to me, that's like, you know, a breeze. You're going to expect it. If I walk outside, there's going to be a breeze. Oh, a Democrat's talking? Yeah, Democrat's lying. Okay, I don't need to make a big fuss of it. What frustrates me is this pseudo high ground that they love to grab. No. And I'm not standing up here as some religious hardliner. I don't come on here as a religious zealot. I'm not claiming to be a leader of faith or anything like that. I'm not here to judge anybody. But I am here to call balls and strikes. And so for Democrats to pretend like they're the party of faith, they're the party of God, it is highly offensive. Highly offensive. This is the party of abortion. This is the party of genital mutilation. This is the party of childhood indoctrination and stealing their innocence. And you're going to come out here like you're the moral authority? You're going to come out here and grab the moral high ground as a religious leader? Please. That's offensive. That's offensive to people who actually are trying to be good people. That's offensive to people that are trying to live without sin the best they can and deal with hardships and maybe their own demons every day, trying to be good people. And you are the scum of the earth that promotes child genital mutilation, baby murder in the womb, making cities less safe, but having your own private armed security while wanting to take people's guns and police. And you go on a PBS interview and say that you healed a woman with your hands because that's how holy you are? That's disgusting. That's beyond just the average lie that you get from a liberal Democrat. That is offensive, and any member of the faith community should be offended by that. The Democrat Party is the party of Satan. They don't get to play that card. Sorry. That doesn't fly here. You don't get to play the faith and healing card when you would gladly stand idly by and watch millions of babies be killed in the womb, and you would gladly stand idly by and watch children be genitally mutilated. You would gladly stand idly by and actually cheer it all on as grown pedophiles are dancing naked, gyrating in front of your children. No. Sorry, that doesn't fly here. That's not just a normal political lie. It's like stolen spiritual valor or something. These people don't try to be good people. These people don't try to be godly. They don't try to live lives that, that are free from sin. These people consciously lie and deceive and manipulate and destroy. But hey, who wouldn't believe Cori Bush? Yeah, I healed a woman's tumors. I don't know who she is. I never saw her again, though. Yeah. Sure, Cori. Sure you did. Where'd you get all those Cadillacs, Cori? I wouldn't know anything about that. All right, before I go to the phone lines here, this is a crazy story that I'd never seen before. You had a potential mass shooter get thwarted, said he wanted to start a race riot, and was working on behalf of Ukraine. He was a Ukrainian mercenary here to start a race war in the United States. So this is just breaking. I just have the legal documents in front of me from the FBI. I don't know if there's a story up on this yet, guys. If there is a story, we'll print it. But that's what I have right now. A potential mass shooting thwarted by the FBI. A guy who claimed to be a Ukrainian mercenary wanted to start a race war. Ukraine, our ally. Never enough money for Ukraine. It's disgusting. All right. Let's take some phone calls, shall we? Let's go to Toby in Indiana to lead us off today. Toby, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen.
Yes.
Glad to see you back from prison and you're just unscathed.
Thank you.
The lies that we're fed, and I mean, it starts at birth. Literally starts at birth. About all of our heroes and everyone else, they're all going to come out at some point. But I invite anybody to just please do some research. I mean, like Abraham Lincoln, you know, the Lincoln Monument up there. I mean, the guy's great. You know, he's bigger than life itself. And he did more things that were tyrannical than probably any president that we've ever had. It's amazing to see how many people still hold him in such high regard. He even jailed Benjamin Franklin's grandson, for goodness sake.
Well, we do tend to live in a revisionist history or whatever feels convenient, whatever feels good. We tend to just take the good and leave the bad with some of these historical figures. There's no doubt about that.
And it's just amazing how much stuff that you'll actually find out if you stop believing the Department of Education and give yourself your own education.
Well, they don't want that.
Oh, no.
They certainly...
No, they don't want that.
But this gets back into the entire leftist paradigm of why they want to run the education department, why they want to run the media, censor things. They need total dominance. They need full spectrum dominance over your consciousness. You have to live in the world that they build for you.
Exactly. And they're not only censoring social media, just like InfoWars and Alex and love you guys, love the products. And I'm telling you, they've changed the history that we're taught so much that if you actually went back and started redoing it yourself, I mean, going and doing the research, it is utterly unbelievable how many things they've lied to us about throughout history.
Yeah, you wonder, it gets to a point where you wonder what's even true anymore. And even something you've already seen, you see it again like years later. Like, for example, a video of the moon landing popped up on my feed. Same video. I've probably seen it 100 times. But it's like, you know, a week goes by, a month goes by, a year goes by. I get lied to more and more. And you start to doubt everything. And so it's like I watch this moon landing video. I'm like, that's so fake. It's like the first time you watch it, you're like, oh, cool. Like, oh, wow, that's us on the moon. A second time, you're like, hey, yeah, there's that. Third time, Fourth time, and I'm like, how did they get that camera there? It's like, yeah, that flag looks a little weird. And yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it is fake. And then now I see it comes to my newsfeed. I see it, I'm like, yeah, that's totally fake. So it's like, am I being gaslit because of the lies of history? I mean, it's just crazy.
Absolutely. And in closing, I'd just like to say, everybody out there, if you haven't found God, Jesus, please do. Repent now. It's time to square yourself up and keep supporting InfoWars as long as we can keep them there. And I thank you, Owen.
Thank you. Thank you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, there are a couple headlines on the story that I just dealt with. I'm just seeing this, so I can't fully explain. Here's a couple of the headlines. It's a little confusing. Arizona man allegedly sold firearms to undercover FBI agent to incite race war. Man plotted mass shooting in Atlanta to incite race war, officials say. Oh, in Atlanta, one of the most corrupt cities in America, run by Democrats. So I guess it's an FBI sting operation. And they find this alleged Ukrainian mercenary who said he wanted to start a race war before the presidential election. So I'll read more into this in a break. But isn't that right where we thought it would be? Isn't that exactly what we expected to happen? And of course it's in Atlanta. Of course they're going to do it in Atlanta. So we'll look more into that. But again, an alleged Ukrainian mercenary set up by the FBI who said he wanted to start a race war. Exactly as predicted. So, good thing that didn't happen. All right, let's go to, how about TK? TK in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, Owen? What's your arm?
Howdy.
What's going on, Owen? Hey, I'm traveling to Sea Life Park right now. I'm in Honolulu. I got my three kids, my granddaughter, and my wife rolling with me. Oh, y'all say hello to Owen.
Oh, that's very, very sweet. That's very sweet.
All right, yeah, so, yeah, this arm. So, here's the deal, man. Let me take y'all speakerphone real quick. So my thing is, you said, and by the way, you know, my journey to you, to seeing how I got to InfoWars, man, I started off with Rush, and I needed somebody to fill that slot. And when Larry Elder went off the radio, you took that spot, man. I'm a window cleaner, and, you know, I listen to you when I window clean. So
well, you're a window cleaner in Hawaii?
Yes, sir.
You know, that's probably not a bad job.
Not a bad job at all, man. So,
and you listen to me. Man, do you go up on like the high rises and you got me in your ear?
Well, no. See, I don't do the high rise, man. I'm usually,
you're more residential.
I'm more residential. You know how it goes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I'm originally from St. Louis, so I felt the connection instantly. I used to see your intro when you had the arch, and I was like, what the hell, man? Who is this dude, man? So I checked you out, found out you was from St. Louis, and I'm from St. Louis. So, yeah, went to school at Parkway North.
Yeah, right on. And now you got your beautiful family in Hawaii all tuned in today. What an honor.
Yes, sir. So my thing is, man, when you asked, like, where do you think is going with this this Biden thing? Because, you know, it's pretty obvious that the dude is a walking corpse. So it's kind of like, in my opinion, man, it's just me, that they're just going to blatantly just steal it right in front of us and then dare us to retaliate. You know, that's it feels that way. I don't know if that's the truth. And,
let me make sure I heard it. You said steal it right in front of us?
Yes, sir. Yes. Like, just do it. Like, right in front of us. And because it's getting to the point where it's so bad and it's so ridiculous that they're going to do it right in front of us and just say, you know, everybody who opposes it, they're going to, you know, go ahead and send the people after them. They got all the IRS agents and all the rest of that. And the very first time that you mentioned this was something like, I think it was Hunter Biden, he showed up to the Congress. It was that he was supposed to show up and he didn't show up. But then he held a press conference outside the courtroom saying that, oh, look at me, I'm here. and they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to take my questions or anything like that, but he didn't actually go inside the courtroom. So it was kind of like he was playing both. He was playing to the media like he was there, and it was a total lie. It was the first time that I actually ever seen something like that, you know, so.
Well, you make a good point, though. See, you make a good point in that it would kind of be par for the course. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden doesn't slur through speeches. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden doesn't fall downstairs. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden didn't need help getting off the stage. Oh, Obama didn't grab him by the wrist and walk him off the stage, and there's the video right there. It's like, oh, yeah. No, Biden is popular. Biden got 90 million votes, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't get 20,000 people at a rally. Donald Trump doesn't have big blowout rallies. Donald Trump isn't popular, sell 10 million hats. No. Joe Biden is the one getting the big rallies. Joe Biden is the one selling all the merchandise. It's Joe Biden that's going to get 90 million votes. Barack Obama was holding him back all those years. So, I mean, yeah, it is par for the course. Just total gaslighting, just total propaganda. I mean, I guess we are at that stage in U.S. history. Just totally rigged elections. Just everything fake. Banana Republic. Full communism.
It seems that way, man. So hopefully we don't have to, you know, go there and go through it because, you know, there will be people who speak out. And I just think that,
but that's the thing is, like you said, it'll be so obvious. Only the propaganda agents will go along for the ride. I mean, even Democrats will be like, yeah, there's no way. So, I mean, I don't want to witness it because, well, for obvious reasons, but there's a lot of signs that could be exactly where we're heading. Thank you for the call, TK. Let's go to Nick in FEMA Region 1. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, and Troyer, what's going on, my man?
Howdy.
So first, if I could just a quick product plug, a couple. I was devastated when you guys were going to shut down, and I know this is only temporary, but I take X2 every day. I take Turbo Force every day and Bodies every day. And the thought of not being able to get my hands on those, I stocked up as much as I could. But, you know, I prayed, and I'm glad you guys are still on air, even if only for a little bit. So I want to talk about what's going on with the October surprise that is inevitably going to happen. And I don't know. Part of me thinks that the end of the petrodollar, and I don't know why, and no one is talking about what just happened.
Well, that's out of D.C.'s control. So, I mean, the October surprise is going to be something the Democrats have control of.
Right. And I get that. But there's a lot of things that Joe Biden could have did to save that. You know, insulting Saudi Arabia. You know, from the second he got into office, there's a lot of things that.
Well, it's pretty clear the world has moved on from Joe Biden. So, I mean, an October surprise. I honestly think they're going to do like a deep fake of Trump, is what I think.
Yeah, it's possible. I honestly think that it's not past them to purposely get us nuked.
Yeah, but you got to remember that the whole deal with the October surprise is to help them politically. So, I mean, if something bad happens, that hurts them politically. So if they wanted to do something like that to get us into war, they'd probably wait till after the election. But that's very possible. All right, Nick, thanks for the call. I'm going to dig more into this story when we get back to break and a couple more phone calls coming up as well.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now. You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And
the War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's quickly look at this story and then go back to the phone lines. This is the New York Times reporting. Man plotted mass shooting in Atlanta to incite race war. An Arizona man who planned to commit a mass shooting at an Atlanta rap concert, a Bad Bunny concert, who I guess is a non-binary figure, as a way of inciting race war, has been indicted by a federal grand jury on hate crime and firearm charges. The man, Mark Adams Prieto, hatched a plan in several discussions with two people working with the FBI who posed as racist extremists to carry out a mass shooting targeting black people and other people of color at a concert in Atlanta on May 14th and 15th, Justice Department said Tuesday. Mr. Prieto intended for the shooting to incite a race war before the presidential election, prosecutor said in a news release. And the authorities were tipped off because apparently Prieto was talking to some other people about doing this, and so they warned the authorities, and that's how they ended up getting in touch with this guy. Officials were tipped off about Mr. Prieto in October by a man who had known and frequently chatted with him at gun shows. According to an affidavit filed in court, the man told the authorities that Mr. Prieto began making alarming comments, including advocating for a mass shooting and specifically targeting blacks, Jews, or Muslims, the affidavit said. Mr. Prieto suggested they leave behind Confederate flags at the attack site and shout things like "Black Lives Don't Matter" and "White Lives Matter" to make clear the shooting was racially motivated, according to the affidavit. I mean, folks, this is exactly what Alex Jones and InfoWars and our guests have been warning about. Exactly. Now, I read this and a couple other stories on this, and I noticed that they left a couple things out. They left out the fact, and this is from the official government document, Prieto has claimed to have fought as a mercenary in Ukraine and killed Russian soldiers. Claiming to be a trained Ukrainian mercenary. Also said the goal was to make white people the enemy in starting the all-out race war. So exactly to a T what we have been warning about. Thank God it didn't happen. So good for the man at the gun show that alerted the FBI, and good for the FBI that located this guy. Now, I'm guessing more details will come of this story. Why isn't this a bigger story? Why isn't this one of the top stories? I didn't see this. I have not seen this or heard anything about this all weekend until today. A man who claims to be a Ukrainian mercenary wanted to start a race war? And of course, see, then the media would have given him exactly what he wanted. God forbid this guy was able to actually carry this out and start a race war. The media would come on air the next day and give him exactly what he wanted. They would give him the race war. They would pit whites against blacks, Jews against Muslims, Christians against everybody. So then they would cover it. If he would have done it, they would have covered it. But they won't cover it because it was stopped. And they won't say, hey, we need to be on the lookout for this stuff. Hey, let's not have race wars. Hey, people are trying to divide us. People are trying to get us into a race war. Let's not go for that. No, no, no. The media won't do that. They want the race war. The American media wants the race war. They don't celebrate when it gets stopped. They don't celebrate when the provocateur gets stopped. They ignore it. They don't cover it because they want the race war. It's good for their ratings. And they're obsessed with identity politics, and they're obsessed with blaming white people for everything. So they won't cover it when it gets stopped, and they won't warn against it, and they won't say, hey, be cautious. If something like this happens, it could be a provocateur. They won't cover that. But if it happened, it'd be their biggest story, and they would carry out the starting of the race war, just like they did with George Floyd. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. And let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, I wonder if anybody's thought about this. The people that run Europe and the people that run America make the Nazis look like a bunch of damn Girl Scouts. They're 10 levels above a Nazi. They're so damn evil, they would make a Nazi blush. And look at World War II. What was that all about? I had family members blown all to hell, killed. What for? To let a bunch of evil overlords rule over us and crush us in the damn ground? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And God have mercy on all of us.
Well, it's a hell of a rant. Anything else?
No, that's it. I just had to get that off my chest. I'm so sick of these evil people. They're so beyond evil. Like I said, they make Nazis look like Girl Scouts, and we should talk about them like that because they're that damn evil.
See, that just shows the hypnotic trance that we're in because, you know, we're sit here under this spell of the post-World War II history to just think, oh, Nazi evil, Nazi evil, Nazi evil. And it's like we don't even look at the evil that we're living under right now. I mean, you could give 100 different examples. Take the vaccines, killing tens of millions of people, forced experimental medical procedures on unsuspecting, unknowing citizens. I mean, you can go on and on with this stuff. So, yeah, absolutely. say it's worse than a Nazi, whatever. You don't even have to make the comparison, but it's just like, yeah, we're dealing with evil leaders right now. Forget about the Nazis from, 80 years ago. We have true evil on this planet now. And if you really wanted to measure it and scale it and scope it and everything, they're probably much worse than Nazis. Absolutely. But see, because we don't get that stimulus, because we don't get that hypnotic trance into the propaganda, so it's like, oh, no, that's not going on. Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Glad you're there on Monday, eh?
Thank you.
So I saw this on InfoWars, so I'm not trying to pretend I'm smart and figured this out by myself. You would have thought I would have, but I didn't. But this happened like almost 37 years ago. But I saw this on InfoWars where Joe Biden is standing with a microphone in one hand and he's running a finger around his head like he's painting an equator on a globe. And he's explaining to the crowd of people, this is Joe Biden explaining to the crowd of people, that he had the top of his head cut off.
Yes, brain surgery.
I wonder how many people know that. Does Joe Rogan know that? Does Tucker Carlson know that?
He's a zombie. He's a literal zombie.
Literally, the 100th Congress made Senate Resolution 465. This is back on the 8-11 of 88. This is 35, 36 years ago, and it's welcoming back Joe Biden after he's been absent for 6 months. He had two brain surgeries.
But see, here's what I take away from what you're bringing up. You know about Joe Biden having his head chopped off or whatever it is, and he brags about it and he talks about it, whatever the brain surgery he had was. There's the great crew with the clip right on the ready. And we kind of got a skeleton crew today, folks, and they're still top of their game. And so here's what I take away from your point, though. And I have to deal with this because it's all about a strategy. What am I going to do with my 3 hours every day on the air? And I don't want to be redundant, and I want to be forward-thinking, and I want to be forward-looking, and I want to bring you the news every day. But it's like we have to think about it. Most people don't even know about 90% of the stuff that we've covered here in the past. And getting that full context is really so key into understanding where we're at. And it's like trying to pick up a TV show that's all about plot and character development in like season 5 or 6 or something, and you just have no idea what's going on, and you miss all the inside jokes and all the inside developments and interrelationship struggles and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, you could sit here and go over a whole timeline of the craziness with Joe. Like, did Joe Biden marry his babysitter after his wife died in a car accident? You have to scratch your head. Really? Did that happen? Was Hunter Biden having sexual relations with his dead brother's wife? And Joe Biden said he's glad for them. He says, yes, that's a good thing. Like, what? Was that Hunter Biden? Who are in those photos with Hunter Biden naked? Who are those girls?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, A360Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Thinking Trump Donald's was the ticket. But then I heard this in clip one and I rethought.
Well, you know something? We need somebody in there that's got some common sense. You know what I'm saying? So if you need a president or a vice president, I'll volunteer and take this country over and I'll rule with an iron fist, a flat tax, nothing but common sense. I know right from wrong, brother.
All right. I like those two policies. We're going to have a flat
Trump
tax. We're gonna have
Hogan? Hold on a second. Trump Hogan? Trump Hulk Hogan? Sorry, Byron. Might not be your time yet. I might be all in with Trump Hogan. Flat tax, common sense, iron fist. Trump Hogan. Wouldn't that be something? A Trump Hogan ticket. I don't know. What is it with the world of UFC and MMA and even WWE? They're outspoken conservatives. The alpha men, outspoken conservatives. There's something to that, isn't there? All right. Did you guys see, by the way, Chuck Schumer over the weekend with his burger, his pretending to be a human? Oh, look at my meat disc. And it's a raw burger with cheese on it. Very awkward. It was so bad that the alien Chuck Schumer had to delete this post. I don't know how you... oh, my gosh. I hadn't seen that. There have been some edits. There have been some edits made. We are truly in the world of the political paranormal, folks, where they show you the evidence of Joe Biden's cognitive decline and say it's evidence that it's a deep fake or a cheap fake, and you have Chuck Schumer pretending to be human with a raw hamburger. I don't know. Things are getting weird. All right, let's see. Oh, it's only going to get weirder. Let's go back to the phone lines and go to Kelly in New York City. Kelly, do you have an answer for me on the air conditioner deal? Go ahead.
Hi there, Owen. Yeah, so I live on the Upper West Side in Manhattan, and about 2 years ago, the company that services Manhattan's electricity is called Con Edison. They put a notice up on all the buildings and all the apartments that they needed to switch out the meters in everyone's apartment. And this went on for like 6 to 8 months, and most people complied. I was one of the last people to kind of let them do it, only let them do it because they were going to shut off my electricity unless I did it.
Oh, isn't that so nice and freedom? Yeah. Oh, put in your smart meter so we can control your AC, or we're going to shut your AC off. That's nice and loving and liberal.
That's exactly right. And it's even worse than that, Owen. They are digging up our streets, and I live in a very kind of fancy area. They have dug up our streets and have been putting new lines under the ground. Like in the last 5 years, they've dug up our streets at least 6 times, the same street. And I can only imagine what is going on. Like, we're talking from 92nd Street and West End Avenue to about 78th Street. It's unbelievable. It's crazy town here.
So, but wait, what is is there some sort of ordinance or law that says, like, you can't turn your AC but below 72 degrees or something?
I have not seen that. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I have not seen it. But I think that they can just turn it off if you do.
Well, yeah, they already threatened you to do that. They already told you they would do that to you. So, of course.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's why they put these smart meters in everybody's home. So
100%. 100%. And thank you for the call. I got a new AC unit and everything installed in my home a couple years ago. And the guy was like, hey, we got to put this new, thermostat readout. It's like a smart deal. And he was explaining it to me, and I said, well, I don't want that. And he was like, well, look, I have to install it. It's the only way that you can run your unit. And I was like, well, I don't want it to be connected to the internet. I don't want any access to it. And he's like, oh, he's like, no, no, no. He's like, trust me, I get it. He's like, I know you don't want the government controlling your AC and everything. He's like, we won't turn that on. I'm the same way as you. But yeah, they don't even make the new units. You basically have to have this internet capable connection just to even run your new unit. And it's all part of the whole Agenda 2030, Green New Deal, green energy, carbon net zero bullcrap. Yeah, they want control over your thermostat. They want to make it illegal for you to put your AC wherever you want it. If I want my AC at 80 degrees, if I want my AC at 60 degrees, it should have nothing to do. It's none of the government's business. Let's go to Paige in Ohio. Paige, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
I honestly just wanted to say I used to be a real poo-pooer when it came to InfoWars, mostly just getting the information from other YouTubers and stuff, always making fun of you guys, you know, frogs gay, blah, blah, blah. Well, honestly, found myself in a bad situation where we ended up in a women's shelter staying in a hotel, and the lady who was my caseworker kept kind of pushing us to get the shot, like me and my kids, and I had 3 kids at that time. And she kept saying, oh, you'd have a better possibility of finding housing, blah, blah, blah. And it didn't make much sense to me. And around that time, I had met the man who I'm with now, and he was an InfoWars fan. And so the first time we met, I was like, ah, InfoWars, blah. But then he started showing me some of the videos of you guys talking about the vaccines and just everything. And it honestly opened my eyes, and I was just like, wow. And so now I'm watching you guys, like, as much as often as I can while I'm at work. No lie. And so I just wanted to say I'm so glad that you guys got to stay on for, you know, however long you guys do get to stay on for. And honestly, I feel like it was just a blessing from God that you guys got to be able to have a judge to see your side, to be able to, you know, see through the lies and the chicanery that they were doing to you guys. And, you know, honestly, I'm just glad I'm going to talk to you right now.
Well, that's an amazing story. That's an amazing story. And even a love angle, too. You know, we love a good love story, too. So you hear that, men? You listen to InfoWars, save a liberal woman. It is possible. Paige, I appreciate that, sharing your story. Appreciate that call. It's great to hear from you. Glad you got in today. On that note, I would say InfoWars probably has at least a month. I mean, I don't know where it goes, folks, at this point. We're kind of back in this limbo deal, but our store is up. We're still on air. And it might be a month before we really know the next shoe to drop in this crazy scenario that we're in. But if and when they do decommission this Millennium Falcon of information, we will still be live. That's why they try to take Alex's social media accounts. In fact, I'll be live tonight, rumble.com/Owen. If you don't get in today on the phone lines, I'll take a bunch of calls tonight, rumble.com/Owen, 8 o'clock p.m. Central. But let's take another call right now from Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, go ahead.
Hello, Owen. I got a couple bones to pick with you. You used to be funny and play your clown horn and get kind of excited and stuff. But since you've gone to prison, you've really laid back on things. And, you know, you've got Harrison, which is really pedantic. And sometimes Alex is just too bombastic. And you've got a good mix there. You had a good mix, but you kind of changed your whole way of being. And I know that it's got to be hard on you from going to prison and you've got these guys on your back and stuff. But just, gosh darn it, you are so great. And you kind of just, you're following the news all the time. I don't want to hear the news. I want to hear stories. I want to hear stuff that you can do. And you've kind of not doing it. I hear the horn.
Well, I lost my clown horn. It was sabotaged by Chase Geyser. So the clown horn is back. So that, but no, I don't know. Maybe I've been more reserved since I've got back from prison. You're probably the first person to make the to file the complaint in that regard. I don't know. Marcus, a bone to pick. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. I'm always trying to improve, but I'm out of time for today. I'll be live tonight. Rumble.com/Owen. Until then, visit InfoWarsStore.com, and as always, stay classy, InfoWars.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.